Network Marketing 2.0, episode 046. For show notes and a free ticket to my $97 free Network Marketing 2.0 recruiting workshop, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show. With Ola Abitagu, it's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. And today I want to talk to you about how to start a network marketing company. I don't know why you would want to do that, but I've had some hands-on experience on a successful network marketing company that was started, and I wanted to share what that looks like with you. But what I'm going to do is I want to tell you a little bit about, I want to give you an analogy, okay? I want to give you an analogy with a particular conversation that I had a few days ago, okay? And I don't know many of you that may be familiar with the local radio, terrestrial radio market here in New York City. There's a popular radio show called The Breakfast Club. And one of the guys, about three main hosts on that show. One of the guys, his name is Charlemagne. And he was involved in an interview. And, you know, essentially we were talking about this interview. And then the conversation headed in the direction of how much money does this guy make, okay? And I have a friend of mine who insisted that there's no way he's making more than $200,000 a year. And please hang in with me here because I'm going to link it all together. And what does that have to do with how to start a network marketing company? I'm going to share that with you in a few minutes here. But just stick with me and follow this story. So she continued to argue that this guy is not making no more than $200,000 a year. Now, this radio show is a hit, number one radio show in this particular area when it comes to the urban market. It's the number one radio show. It's a morning show, which means that's actually some type of prime time as well. And also, they have YouTube channels. They have they're linked with iHeartRadio. They are linked with other platforms. They are syndicated across about 50-plus markets across the United States. Literally millions of people listening to them every single morning. And she insisted that this guy only makes $200,000 a year. Now, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I can understand if that makes sense to you, okay? But for someone like me, it doesn't make sense to me, okay? Because I've been living, eating and breathing this thing called branding and marketing for the past 10 years, okay? And I know what I can do with a brand like Charlemagne's brand, okay? His name is Charlemagne, and the name of the radio show is Breakfast Club. I'm kind of promoting them even further right now. You can check them out. They're on Power 105 in New York City. But they're very popular already, okay? So if I'm doing any favor, it's not going to be that much. So these guys also have podcasts. You're listening to me on the podcast, most likely. They also have podcasts that they're running with people paying tens of thousands of dollars in sponsorship fee for different products. Again, across the country, across multiple platforms, across multiple media form platforms. Okay. So it makes no sense to me that all he makes is $200,000 a year. Because I know what I would do with that brand if I get my hands on it. If somebody give me that opportunity to promote that brand, I know what I could do with it. Okay? Because this is an existing brand. This is a face and a voice that people listen to on a daily basis. That's got to be worth a lot more than $200,000. At the very minimum, this guy, in my opinion, is making no less than $1 million per year. All right. So that's my opinion. Okay. Because even if all he had was a YouTube channel where he gave out value on a daily basis, yes, radio shows, even entertainment radio shows are giving out value. Okay. It's called entertainment value. All right. So I know what I'm talking about when I see such a brand and somebody's telling me they make $200,000. Then I told her, I said, listen, $200,000 is what people make in an office, in a cubicle. There are a lot of people that actually make that much money from a cubicle. You can't tell me that somebody's face, voice, and brand that's being used every single day to give value to millions of people is only worth $200,000 per year. So let me wrap it all around, okay? Let me share with you what I'm trying to point out to you here. Remember, I was talking about how to start a network marketing company. And all I want to do is I just want to share my personal experience of that with you, okay? So back in 2011, I was invited by a friend of mine to Costa Rica to come and help him train a few people that paid $5,000 plus for a private coaching. So we went out there, you know, very nice spot, you know, and we were training for about 2 days in a row. I actually learned a lot myself too by being in the midst of that. I learned, number one, that's where I learned how to put a workshop together, which I now put my yearly workshop together every July in New York City. But I learned a lot from that experience. But I was also privileged to help a lot of people. I was privileged because I was invited to train in the first place, right? So in the midst of the night, somewhere, you know, we're just sitting down talking with this friend of mine who invited me, and we started to engage in the conversation. He was talking about this new thing that he's getting ready to launch. Okay. So that's the first tip I want to give you right there. If you're going to start a network marketing company, you have to do it with the launch. Okay. There's a difference between starting something and actually launching it. Okay. So if you're going to be starting, a network marketing company from scratch, you absolutely need to launch it. Okay. So even if it wasn't from scratch, you should still launch it. Okay. Because sometimes a company would exist for a few years and you're trying to kickstart something. You're trying to, maybe the growth has been stagnant a little bit, and you want to get to the next level, you need to execute that with a launch. And a launch pretty much means a series of events that you put together in a closed on closed session, maybe a number of days. The highest I've seen thus far actually is about 33 days. Okay. I know a gentleman, who is also a mentor and a friend. We just launched something for 33 days and created, a revenue of $500,000 from that. All right. So the first key that you need to pay attention to is you're not starting a network marketing company. You need to launch it. Okay. You need to launch it. But anyway, here's how we did it. So he was sharing this idea with us. You know, we ended up not working with him directly, but, I was privileged to see that whole process. The first time he launched it, he literally was at another company's event, and all he did was invited, I don't know, maybe about 15 to 20 people into his personal suite. And before they walked out of that room, they had like everybody, like literally 99% of that room was involved in the deal. Okay. Now everybody went home, and obviously this whole thing took off. Within a year, I think that piece of machine did millions of dollars. Okay. Within 1 year, I think about $60 million within 1 year. And before the next year, it was over $100 million. At the time that I'm doing this right now, that I'm talking to you right now, this deal is way over $200 million already paid out in commission. Okay. So I've seen that work. So the first tip, and probably the only tip I'm going to have time to share with you here, if you want to start a network marketing company, or if you want to start a brand new network marketing team, the same thing applies, is you want to do it with some type of launch. Okay. And when I say a launch, it has a lot more of an event type of feel to the idea of starting a brand new venture. Okay. So it's going to be an event or series of events compressed together within a period of time with a bunch of buzz surrounding it. What that's going to do is that's going to create excitement, because everyone is attracted to excitement. Does that make sense? So now, with that being said, what does that have to do with Charlemagne and what I showed with you earlier? Now, if you're going to launch something like that, you're also better to have some kind of brand that's already valuable. Okay. That's what I meant earlier by if I had access to Charlemagne's name, What could I do with it? I know what I could do with it because he has followers already. So how can you increase your value in the marketplace? How can you increase your influence should be the question you should be asking yourself. How can you build an audience and then increase your influence with that audience? If you can do that, your worth, your net worth, never mind what they say on the internet, just your net worth automatically will go up and that can easily be cashed out. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you on this episode. Essentially, I'm telling you that you have power to increase the net worth and increase the value of your brand. And yes, you can create a brand starting today. You can literally launch a brand starting today and you can use that brand to launch any business of any type 6 months from now. My friend that I'm talking about was able to do this because he had influence already, which he only created less than 2 years before that time. So it's just a matter of how can I create influence, okay? So I talk a little bit more about this in our workshop. So make sure you go attend the workshop at networkmarketing2show.com. And for now, that's all I have. Hopefully you've been enlightened and entertained. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next to Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.